Brewers taking on the Cubs on Monday. Eric Thames has gone deep in four straight games. And speaking of going deep, here's Ryan Braun facing John Lackey.
A long look by John on the pitch. Drilled in the air, deep left field. Back goes Schwarber, back to the left field wall, and that ball is gone for a home run. Ryan Braun has always hit well at Wrigley, and he drills a home run to left, and the Brewers lead 2-0. Now the 1-1. Elmora drives one down the left field line. Curling, that ball is going to be a fair ball. Bouncing up against the wall. One run is in. Montero around third. He's getting the green light. Montero chugging to the plate. The throw home, not in time. Two-run double. Albert Elmora Jr. Ball game tied 3-3.
But he signed a three-year deal to come back and play in the States with Milwaukee. He drives one to deep left field. Back goes Schwarber. Back to the wall. That ball is gone for a home run. Eric Thames has homered in five straight games. If somebody would have told me, Ron, that Milwaukee would have three home runs and they'd all be to left field, one in each of the first three innings, I would have said, no way. Montgomery to Braun. Driven toward left center. On the run, Elmora back toward the center field wall. It's over his head. It's off the wall. Thames racing to third. He's going to be waved in as Elmora had trouble with it. It's an RBI double for Ryan Braun, and Milwaukee now leads 5-3.
The Brewers defeat the Cubs 6-3. The world champs have lost five of their last six. Eric Thames homers for a fifth straight game to tie Jeremy Burnett from the 1997 season for the longest long ball streak in franchise history. Meanwhile, with his eighth inning double, Ryan Braun passes Paul Molitor for second place in franchise history in extra base hits. The reigning world champions have now lost five of their last six games, and according to Cubs skipper Joe Maddon, part of the reason is because of their lack of execution late in ball games.
Yeah, we did, again, a lot of nice things. It was a close game. We have to do a better job in the latter part of the game, even if it's a deficit, to keep it a small deficit. That last inning could have played so differently had we just kept it at 4-3. So more than anything, we just have to, again, get the bullpen guys, get their confidence back, and that's going to make a big difference in the latter part of the game. But overall, another I thought we approached Anderson really well. We have not done well against him in the past. I thought we had good at-bats. I thought, as a Cub, Jason Hayward might have had his best night. If you're really paying attention, those were some really good hacks. That was unfortunate. The one ball barely went foul. I thought Miggy did a nice job tonight. Elmore had a big hit. Zobrist looked better at the plate. A lot of good things. They hit some homers. They had some good at-bats. Their kid teams that we were talking about before the game had himself quite a night. But we have to do better in the latter part of the game. They punctured it. I give them credit, man. And that Oppo backdoor slider, is it Thames or Thames? How do they say that? Thames, like the river? Okay. Thames, if you go over there. Thames. Backdoor slider Oppo on a line into the wind. You don't see that. That's really powerful stuff. And Braun was all, we just made too many mistakes to him today. He hits mistakes. He's really good. So those two guys are pretty much their offense. They did a great job, and that's the game.
The bunts from Schwarber and Rizzo, is that something you guys had talked about before game, or did they just do that on their own?
That's on their own. We do it in spring training. We talk about situations, and it's another thing to put in the other team's mind. We ran our bunt defense was good again tonight. We did a lot of things well. We have to take better care of the latter part of the game. Teams we've been playing against, the Cardinals tried to do it a little bit early on, but they did. Their bunts were foul balls; they weren't fair balls. Sometimes you don't mind when a guy does that. If Thames wants to bunt five times tomorrow, that's fine with me. Please go right. I don't even know if he's playing or not. So it's just a matter of the situation. I liked what Schwarber did because Anderson, if you look at our numbers against him historically, he's kind of a reverse split guy. And our lefties did a really nice job against him today. So I was fine with that versus that pitcher, I think. A different pitcher you might not see. So it's not every situation's the same. People have a tendency to put every item into the same group of baskets. And that's why in our game, you really have to understand, like I said, this guy's good against lefties. Lefties, and he's really good against us. Go ahead and bunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, give them credit. They're strong. Pittsburgh's got some really good hitters also. The Dodgers, I mean, it's just all I do believe strongly is that you're going to see us do the same thing. It just hasn't happened yet. Our offense will come around regarding that. Overall, I think we've been playing some pretty good defense. We've been catching the ball, doing a lot of good things on defense. The starting pitching overall has been good. The bullpen, like I said, we have to really find their confidence somehow. Otherwise, I'm good.
John Lackey knew what he was up against in facing Eric Thames in the third, as Thames had gone deep in four straight games. And unfortunately for Lackey, Thames was soon to make it five.
You know, pitch I threw to Thames, pretty good pitch. And he's hot right now and got a double and then threw one down the middle to Braun. Wasn't a very good pitch. And he was able to kind of keep it in that scoreboard area where the ball will go a little bit. Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, you watch film on, you know, recent stuff and try to figure out a way, you know, to get him out. But, I mean, really, even the homer hit the other way, I mean, you don't see that happen here very often. That's kind of one of those things that makes you scratch your head a little bit. As far as... like you said, it's too early to, you know, to panic about anything right now. I mean, we've got obviously a lot of talent on this team, and we'll get into it a little bit here. And you know, last 10 years or so, I kind of break this season up in quarters. I mean, it does until you get to about 40, 50 games. I'm like, it's, we'll see where we're at then. Right now, it's pretty early. Yeah, honestly, I don't remember what our record was at the beginning of the year last year. But, people are going to come in here gunning for us, for sure. I mean, we're the world champs, and people want to come in here and play well. And we're going to have to match that intensity and have to play better. Jay's a pro. He's going to work hard. He's going to make adjustments that he thinks he needs to make. He's a guy you want to have behind you. Like he's the best right fielder in the game, 100%. And he's a guy I want behind me every time I go out there. So, yeah, he's a guy you root for because he's a great dude in the clubhouse. So, he's swinging the bat well right now. And, I think that's just a testament for how hard he's worked and hope that continues. I don't know. I try to take it every time I go out there on the field the same. Doesn't matter what time of year it is. Especially, as a starting pitcher, you only get so many chances to help your team. So, you want to take those serious and go about it, in a professional manner.
Jimmy Nelson goes for the crew on Tuesday. He takes on Brett Anderson.